customers off the bus, very aggressive, like to go with the description.
Okay, well, I'm glad he's off your bus. What exactly happened? And yeah, I would like a description.
All right, before it gets out of my brain, Caucasian male, mid-60s, blue jeans, black hoodie, with a green, probably long-sleeve shirt underneath of that, brown work boots, gray hair, facial hair, wearing a mask, and flying the bird. To anyone who happens to be in the area, hang on just a second, I got customers trying to talk to me. Okay, I'm sorry, where were we?
Okay, well, give me a description. White male, mid-60s, blue jeans, black hoodie, green long-sleeve shirt, brown work boots, and gray facial hair, I believe, correct?
Yeah, it's more white than gray. Blue eyes, since you got close enough for me to see that. I don't know what it was that set him off. He sat down, and so he got on at Burnside. He decided he really needed to get on a bus that said drop-off only because my ramp was deployed. He got on at Burnside, and by the time we got to Davis, actually the next stop, he was in a verbal altercation with the customer sitting behind him. I didn't hear who started it or what the deal was. I informed them both if there was further argument that they would both need to leave. The other customer readily agreed, and that was the end of it with him. The assailant is what I will call him. Couldn't listen to that. He slammed the seat to sit down and then started mumbling, "I got too many people on the bus for me to drive distracted with a possible threat behind me." I pulled the bus up, told him to leave, and he did after giving me a piece of his mind.
All right, copy that. Well, sounds like you did everything reasonable. Definitely do want to pull that bus over if, you know, you're too distracted to drive, that's for sure. So, well, I'm really glad he's off your bus, and I hope your night gets better.
Thank you.
You are welcome. Have a great night at 1949.